This meeting of the Plans Committee. There are a number of things I would like to remind people of before we start with the items on the agenda. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the Council's website. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. So that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent. We're not expecting any fire alarm tests this evening, so if the alarms do sound, please proceed to the nearest fire exits, which are situated to the side and rear of the meeting room. Toilets are available, and these can be found through the doors at the back and to the side. Right, let's get on to the agenda. Apologies.
I've had apologies from Councillor Fryer, Chair.
Thank you. Minutes of the previous meeting have been circulated. Can we take them as read? Thank you. There are no questions under Committee Procedure 12.8. Disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. Item 4. Any?
Mr. Chair, I have a personal interest in the Pittsford Drive application. I've done some work for the gentleman in the past, so I think I should not vote on this particular application.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cormann, Grimley.
Yeah, item number one, the Warwick Avenue Quorn. The applicant worked for my uncle, I think, around about 20 years ago. Not spoken to him about this application, had no real contact, and I'm here with an open mind.
Thank you. Any others? No. Planning applications. We have two planning applications. Item one is 102 Warwick Avenue Quorn.
Thank you, Chair. Right, yes, item one is 102 Warwick Avenue, Quorn, which is a proposal for the erection of three detached dwellings and alterations to the existing dwelling. Members will be aware of the extras report pertaining to this application, which was reported and published yesterday. So this is the application site, which is located on the southern side of Warwick Avenue and is currently the spacious garden to number 102 Warwick Avenue. The street is accessed off Woodhouse Lane, and Warwick Avenue is the main road leading through the estate to Craddock Drive and Meeting Street, much further to the southeast. This is an aerial photo showing the site with the existing house, as you can see. The proposal is for the erection of three dwellings, as set out in your officer report. These photographs show the existing property, which is to be retained. The photo to the left shows the neighbouring property at number 96, Warwick Avenue, and you can just see the front of the existing garage with the red door, which is to be demolished to make way for two dwellings in that gap. The photo to the right shows number 106 Warwick Avenue and the gap where one of the new dwellings is proposed to be constructed. This is the proposed layout of the development. The three houses are of the same type and will be two storeys. You can see that the applicant has marked on the separation distances between opposing elevations of the proposed houses and those on Rumsey Close at the rear, which are two-storey properties. Each new house is to be provided with two parking spaces to the front, and the retained dwelling is also to have two spaces, with some frontage planting to each property. Gardens are to be laid to lawn and divided by 1.8-metre-high close-boarded fences. This is the design for all three of the houses. You can see that these are conventional two-storey properties in terms of their height, with a bedroom located in the roof space. served by roof lights on the front and rear elevations. Although these are indicated to be three bedrooms properties, the proposed first floor study stroke dressing room is considered to be suitable for a fourth bedroom for occupancy by a child under the age of 10 because of the limited floor area. And the application has been considered as being for four-bed dwellings on this basis in terms of the requirement for car parking and the housing mix of the proposal. However, it's important to recognise the overall scale and design of the dwellings is akin to a typical three-bed house, and the ground floor accommodation and living space are quite modest for anything other than occupation by a small family. This is a plan of the proposed street scene, and you can see that the roof heights are similar to those of the dwellings either side and of the dwelling to be retained in the middle there with the chimneys. The ridge height of number 96 is shown to be 7.8 metres high. The existing dwelling on the site has a ridge height of 8 metres. Number 106 has a ridge height of 7.9 metres, and the proposed dwellings would have ridge heights of 8.3 metres. In addition to the new houses, alterations are to be made to the existing house in order to minimise the impact on the existing main living accommodation. This entails ground and first floor windows in the western side of the house to become obscure glazed, and as shown on the plan, including the conservatory at the back, and new additional windows being placed in the front elevation of the house to the dining room and kitchen at ground floor, with new first floor bedrooms proposed as well. Other internal alterations are to be undertaken to slightly reconfigure the ground floor, and new openings are proposed in the rear elevation. This is a plan showing the proposal and the existing scene in section. So we've got the existing property here with the property opposite on Warwick Avenue and Rumsey Close looking sideways through the site. This shows that there's a small elevation in ground levels towards the rear boundary of the existing property with Rumsey Close dwellings. And at the boundary, there's about half a metre shown difference, and this will be unchanged with the proposal. Residents on Rumsey Close have expressed concern about an overbearing impact to, due to the levels change, but we can see from the section that floor levels between the existing and the proposed dwellings are on a par, although the current garden does gradually rise towards the boundary, with a small retaining wall actually featuring on, as part of the boundary treatment. These are images of the intended street scene as provided by the applicant. With the new properties here and existing dwellings around. So the key considerations in the determination of the application are set out in your agenda report, but are the principle of the development, housing mix, the design and impact of the street scene, impact on residential amenity, highways considerations, and the overall planning balance. And I'll summarise each of these in turn, but the full assessments are set out in your agenda report. But the starting point for your deliberations this evening is that all planning applications must be decided in accordance with the adopted development plan unless material considerations indicate otherwise. The relevant policies are as set out in the officer report. So the principle of development. Quorn is identified as a sustainable location for new housing. The proposal is a small-scale infill scheme which will be in keeping with the pattern of development in the street and would not lead to significant additional journeys by private car, as the location of the site is easily accessible to local services and facilities in the village centre, and the site has good access to public transport. The development is also considered to accord with emerging policies in the Corn, in the draft Corn neighbourhood plan, which is nearing completion. The proposal is therefore considered to be acceptable in principle. In terms of the housing mix, the draft neighbourhood plan contains policies which reflect an assessment of local housing need. Policy H2, that document, sets out a preference for 1, 2, or 3-bed dwellings and homes suitable for older people or the mobility impaired. Dwellings with 4-plus bedrooms should be the minority across the plan period, which stretches to 2036, and on individual schemes that come as proposed. If the policy were therefore to be strictly applied to all small sites, the proposal would breach this requirement, as all the homes provided on this site are considered to be 4-bed. But as we've seen, the 4th bedroom is small, and under the provisions of the Housing Act would only be suitable for occupation by a young child. The dwellings proposed are modest family homes and are not large executive dwellings, and they would be suitable for occupation by small or growing families, as required by the neighbourhood plan. It's therefore concluded that the design and layout and the scale of the development is in general conformity with the neighbourhood plan when taken as a whole. The design and impact in the street scene, we've been shown images and plans showing how the development would assimilate into the street scene and relate to neighbouring dwellings. The members saw the situation on site this afternoon. It's considered that the dwellings are of good quality design and are in general accord with plot widths and building heights and position, and would be in keeping with the variety of house types found within the street. And whilst the final choice of materials are to be agreed by planning condition, the dwellings would not be unduly prominent within the street scene. And in these ways, the proposal accords with policy CS2 of the core strategy, EV1 of the Borough of Charnwood local plan, SPD leading in design, and draft policy H5 of the neighbourhood plan, and guidelines for 5.1 and 5.2 of the Corn Village design statement, which relate to the design of new housing development. The proposal is therefore acceptable in this regard. The impact on residential amenity, these considerations are set out in the officer report, and you've seen from the slides that the development achieves minimum recommended separation distances between opposing elevations in order to maintain levels of privacy. The spaces around each of the proposed dwellings and their orientation are such that losses of light or overdominance are avoided, and it's considered that the proposal is acceptable in this regard. Highways considerations. The site is not only sustainably located, but provides an acceptable quantum of car parking to meet the requirements of policy TR18. Members should be aware that although this policy sets out car parking expectations, these are the starting point, and the location of sites must also be considered to reach a conclusion on what would be an acceptable number of car parking spaces in a scheme. The proposal provides for 8 across the scheme, including 2 for the dwelling to be retained, and this is considered sufficient. The proposed access and car parking are acceptable to the Highway Authority, as set out in its response in your agendas, and there are no tenable highway reasons to reject the application. The planning balance, the development would contribute towards maintaining the 5-year supply of housing, and this is a positive aspect of the scheme. The design is of an acceptable quality and would not result in significant amenity or highway harms, and these matters are therefore neutral in the planning balance. The draft neighbourhood plan seeks to specifically control housing mix, and as explained above, if it was strictly applied, the development would be inconsistent with that policy, and this should be given weight and considered against the other policies of the plan the proposal would accord with. However, the neighbourhood plan is not yet made, and officers have concluded that it has insufficient weight to justify a reason for refusal on its own, and the draft document would also need to be read in the context of the development plan as a whole. and the differences between the agenda report and the inspector's report that was recently received just yesterday is in detailed in your extras report. On balance, the benefits of the scheme are considered to outweigh the limited areas of harm, and accordingly it is recommended that planning permission is granted subject to conditions as set out in the officer report.
Thank you. We have three speakers this evening. The objector is Mr. David Crinion. Applicant agent is Mr. Will Brearley on behalf of the applicant. And both ward councillors are here, but I understand that Councillor Richard Shepherd is speaking on behalf of them both. I'll just tell you, I don't know if you know the lighting system, but we operate on every speaker has 5 minutes to speak. Up to 4 minutes, the green light will be on. At the end of 4 minutes, the orange light will come on, and I'll remind you, you've only got a minute left. When the red light comes on, you must stop speaking. We will not have any more speaking after that. Okay. Mr. Crinion.
Good evening. Thank you for providing me the opportunity to speak on behalf of the objectors. As you can see, a number of them are here this evening. We're not experts like the applicant. I feel a huge amount of responsibility right now for my fellow neighbours. As you know, some 20 households have taken the time to write in and object. The parish council's raised an objection. Charnwood councillors have raised an objection. You know, this must carry some weight. This is an infill development. We're reasonable people. You know, we accept something is going to go on to this site, but what's being proposed is not appropriate and it's not good enough. The proposed scheme is for 3 four-bedroomed, 2.5-storey dwellings. The ridge line, as stated, is 8.1 metres. Due to the proposed development sitting in an elevated position to the properties on the north side of Warwick Avenue and Rumsey Close to the south, the proposed houses are going to be very oppressive and cannot be considered compatible in mass scale and layout to the adjacent properties. Because of the topography, the ridge height will be in excess of 9 metres above the ground level for existing properties to the front. The proposed dwellings would have a poor relationship with each other as well as with the street scene. Two are far too close together, and the host dwelling has a number of windows in the side elevation that would be compromised in terms of residential amenity. There are too many dwellings squeezed into one plot and too many compromises. The new MPPF Building for Life and Core strategy aimed to raise the standard of design in new housing. Without sounding disrespectful, the new builds represent the type of house my 6-year-old son would draw, only he would have had the flair to put the chimney on them, like the adjacent houses. The design of the new builds do not respect the character of any of the surrounding properties, do not reflect the requirements of the Corn Village design statement. All three builds are identical, lack any features that could raise the standard of design. A volume house builder would not get away with this, and nor should the applicant. After all, in a small-scale development like this, he doesn't even have any Section 106 contributions to justify. The draft neighbourhood plan seeks a housing mix of 1, 2 or 3-bed dwellings with 4-bedroom homes to be in the minority. The applicant tries to justify the proposal by quoting irrelevant precedents. The two dwellings at the entrance to Warwick Avenue are not in amongst 1970s properties. They're set below road level, have off-street parking for 2 cars, along with a garage at each property. Properties on this part of Warwick Avenue are generally good-sized 4-bedroom properties in spacious plots with ample of parking set well back from the road with landscape frontages. In squeezing too many properties onto the plot to achieve the visibility splays required, there will only be limited landscaping. What will be visible is a lot of hard standing and very unattractive row of 8 cars. The parking requirement for a 4-bedroom dwelling is 3 spaces. All 4 of the proposed dwellings only have 2. Based on local ownership trends, this will leave no visitor parking. The average number of vehicles per property on Warwick Avenue is in excess of two, with provision to park three or more cars. Contrary to County Highways suggesting that the bend in Warwick Avenue should act as a traffic calming feature, people come round there at speed and there are accidents, photos of which have been submitted to the case office last week. County is wrong to suggest that there have been no accidents. This is exacerbated by parking along the road, particularly at school drop-off and pick-up times where people park dangerously. To allow three new dwellings in this location and to this design would not only displace existing on-street parking and nudge it nearer to the dangerous bend, but add to on-street parking because of a lack of spaces on site. In summary, whilst we're not against some form of development on this site, we feel this is overdevelopment. It would be far more appropriate to have only two three-bedroom, two-storey dwellings, which could incorporate sufficient parking on site for all the properties. Be designed to be more appropriate to their surroundings. More effort should be made to come up with a better design. In our opinion, proposal is contrary to Corn Neighbourhood Plan Policy S2, Core Strategy CS2, Local Plan EV1, and the proposal does not respect and enhance the scale, location and character of the existing part of this settlement. It will be detrimental to the amenities of the adjoining properties and the host dwelling. It provides insufficient car parking, which will exacerbate the existing on-street parking problem. Please take the sensible decision to either refuse the application or defer and ask the applicant to come back with a revised proposal which is more appropriate to the plot. There are still four two-and-a-half-storey properties for sale in Corn after a year that have not been sold.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mr. Brearley.
Thank you, Chair. Prior to the submission of the planning application, the applicant engaged with the authority at the pre-application stage. These pre-app discussions were held over March last year and involved the development before members this evening. Amendments were made during the pre-application, in line with your officer's recommendation, to improve the development and its impact on the street scene. This included removing dormer windows and pulling the houses back from the road by around 2 metres. The applicant was advised that the proposal would likely be favourably considered. I am aware that this is not in and of itself a reason to approve the application, but it does underline the work the applicant has done to address all concerns that have been raised. This has extended to further information being submitted during the application. Details on plot densities and perspective drawings were submitted, along with sections, to allay concerns of residents that the proposed development would appear out of character and harmful to amenity. The application before you this evening is for three dwellings and associated alterations to the existing house. The site is within an established residential area of a sustainable settlement, and the principle of development is acceptable. The key issues that have been raised relate to matters of character and whether the proposal has an overbearing impact on the street scene. I note other concerns raised by residents include neighbouring amenity and highway safety. On these points, the application adheres to the standards prescribed within your leading in design SPD. Separation distances exceed the council standards by between 5 and 8 metres. There is no loss of sunlight or daylight given the sighting of the proposed homes in relation to neighbouring properties, and no loss of privacy to private garden space will result. In highway terms, two car parking spaces are provided on each plot. This is considered appropriate to meet the needs of the development, given that, as your officer's report states, the study could only be considered a fourth bedroom suitable for the occupation by a young child. In respect of housing mix, it is worth noting that the explanatory text to policy H3 in the neighbourhood plan explains that the steer away from four beds is to address the needs for smaller homes suitable for residents wishing to downsize and for smaller families. It is considered that the proposed homes achieve this objective, with the fourth bedroom being suitable only for a young child. On the principal matter of character, the existing site is not itself in keeping with the prevailing character of the road. The design of the house differs significantly, and the plot is not the same shape or size to those that surround it. An assessment of the local plot densities, garden sizes, storey and ridge heights has been carried out. The proposed development is consistent with its surroundings against all these measures. The homes are set back from the road a distance consistent with neighbouring properties, and the more traditional design is considered subdued and more in keeping with those approved, more in keeping than those approved a little further along the road 87 and 89 Warwick Avenue. The eclectic style of housing within the area is noted within your committee report, and thus housing that is of a different external appearance is not respectfully harmful. What is important are matters of plot sizes, building lines, scale, height and mass, and all are consistent with the prevailing character. I recognise that the proposal will change this part of Warwick Avenue, particularly for those residents who live close to the site. However, I consider that this change is not a harmful one in planning terms. The proposal is in keeping with the eclectic character, does not breach your amenity standards, and raises no further objections from statutory consultees. I would therefore ask the committee to support your officer's recommendation this evening and approve the application subject to conditions. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Shepherd. Can you put your mic on, please?
I'll begin again. Thank you, Chairman. I'm speaking on behalf of Jane Hunt, as well as myself. The officer's report quite correctly refers to the key issue of planning balance. I suggest to you that the officer's recommendation is based on too lenient, frankly, too generous an interpretation of some key issues, and that tips the balance in favour of recommendation. I believe there are sound reasons, on the other hand, for refusal, if one reviews that balance. You heard David Crinian speak of a number of reasons for refusal. I agree with all of those. He mentioned particularly things like the standard of design, the street scene, and parking. All the problems with the application, in my view, Chairman, derive from the intensity of development proposed. Three dwellings. This is not sensible infill. This is, frankly, a cramming in of more than that plot can take in the context of that part of Warwick Avenue. There'll be the appearance, I think, frankly, of a kind of cropping up of these dwellings. The report makes particular judgment on some particular matters. I'd like to refer, for example, to the reference on page 16 to the housing mix. There's some discussion there about the issue of four bedrooms or not four bedrooms. And the report suggests that although there may be conflict with the neighbourhood plan, the officer's judgment then actually tips the balance in favour of saying the development is, quote, in general conformity with the neighbourhood plan. The issue of planning balance is there. I suggest to you that it is not in general conformity. Another example on page 17, top of the page, the report refers to there not being significant losses of daylight or sunlight. It says that is not likely, not likely. How comfortable are we with something being not likely as opposed to saying it will not happen in the context of houses that will be there for many years to come? Again, page 17, I did rather smile at the idea of the cycled storage being offered in some way a mitigation for the lack of parking spaces. You know, even keen cyclists have cars. This plot can clearly accommodate development. That's, I think, not a matter of debate. The issue is how much. We know the risk of going against the recommendation, the risk of appeal, possibly, and the time and effort involved in that. But Charnwood deserves, Charnwood should, make a stand on the issues I've mentioned. I believe it is right to refuse the application to allow something better, if so desired, to come forward. And I ask you to review this application in the light of what I've referred to as the context of the area. four-bedroom dwellings around it. The neighbourhood plan would really call for just three-bedroom dwellings. I ask you there, Chairman, therefore, in the interest of planning justice, not to take perhaps the safer option of approval, which does avoid any, you know, further work by the council, but I would ask you, in the interests of planning justice, to refuse the application, because Charnwood deserves better than this.
Thank you. I have one speaker up to that. Four. Anyone else? No. Councillor Tillotson.
Thank you, Chair. I do feel it's overdevelopment. The original house is substantial, but that too has only got two parking spaces under this plan. This substantial house is also to have significant numbers of obscure glazed windows. I personally have never heard of an obscure glazed conservatory before. And that it's considered necessary substantiates my view that this is overdevelopment. What is needed in Quorn is two- and three-bedroom properties, not four-bedroom, albeit that one of the bedrooms in each of these is small. Maybe what I would feel able to support is two- or three-bedroom semis, a pair of semis, to replace the two detached houses, and nothing at the other side, which would then allow the substantial original property to have enough parking, because clearly, for the size of property that is, two parking spaces is clearly inadequate. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Bentley.
Thank you, Chair. I support the speaker that we've had tonight talking on behalf of the residents. I think it is overdevelopment. I think Jen has hit it on the head, saying it's overdevelopment. I'm not happy with this one at all. I normally go out on the bus and I like to see these things myself. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there this afternoon. But I think it's pretty clear from what we've heard that this is overdevelopment. And I would suggest, if it's possible to suggest this, that maybe deferment would be the way to go, to allow the applicant, rather than having this turned down, to go back and rethink the position and perhaps come back with something better has been suggested. I'm quite happy to sit on that for the time being and see what other people have to say, but I'll be going against officer's recommendation, but at this stage I'm not prepared to make a recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Gerrard.
Thank you, Chair. I too think it's overdevelopment, and where there's two, I think there ought to be just one, and then there's parking for each of them. And could we go for deferment till they can come back with a decent plan for another dwelling there, but for three, no. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Seaton.
Thank you, Chair. It certainly is overdevelopment. And it's in complete odds to the street scene. Although they're attractive, and I think they are attractive, but they need to be in an estate with like houses. They're completely incongruous to the other houses that are there. And how on earth Highways can say that it's slightly below the parking standard. What's that mean, a quarter of a car? Or a half of a car? No, a car's a car, isn't it? It's not a fraction of a car. So it's slightly below standard. So we've now got to consider whether the road is suitable outside the houses to park enough cars on it. I mean, that is just crazy. So I think that's awful in itself, not having enough car parking spaces. But for a developer, an architect, to look at that road and come up with that design and think it's suitable and would fit into the street scene is just crazy to me, and I will not be supporting this at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Snod.
Chairman, thank you. I think the worry for me is that the current dwelling sits sideways, and when we look at it, and it might be interesting if officers could give me an indication on one of the diagrams where it shows the current dwelling, and then the one next to it, if you're looking at it, to the left-hand side, and the distance that is between, I would suggest they're probably principal rooms of that current dwelling, and because it is on the side, and to what that actual wall is. And I know there's no new windows on the new property, but it is right up close to it, in my view. And how we can actually say principal rooms should be that close to something that's being built seems to me to be wrong. And if you could just show me that, and the distance, please, between the existing and the new dwelling, as you're looking at it from the road, to the one to the left-hand side. If I may, through you, Chair, just ask that question.
Thank you, Councillor. Is it this distance that... where are we? This distance we're talking about. On the layout plan, the closest point here, is that what you're talking about? That distance is 1.25 metres, and there are existing lounge and kitchen windows on this side which would face onto the gable blank wall of the new house next door. The distance at the front is 3 metres, point to point, you know, corner to corner.
If I may come back, Chairman. To me, that is absolutely wrong to have that like that. I think it would be... I mean, the owners may not be there forever, and it will be detrimental, in my view, to the actual living of that current property. The other thing is that I'm also very keen on supporting neighbourhood plans. And it's quite clear the neighbourhood plan is giving and demonstrated the need for certain dwellings. I can't see anywhere in our information that the it has put forward that this amount of four-bedroomed or three-plus-bedroom houses are needed. And I didn't see anything there in the actual information in the papers that demonstrated the need for these types of dwellings. So my view is that it doesn't conform with our policies. It certainly doesn't conform with the new neighbourhood plan. And therefore, I find it difficult to support. The one thing, in my view, is that we shouldn't defer this. This is an actual planning application, and it should stand on its own merit. I do believe they will have another free go if they want to come back on this site, and I suggest that, in my view, it does need a different look at this. And it is, in my view, overdevelopment, but it will be detrimental, really, to the actual current dwelling that is there at the moment. It's unfortunate, in my view, that dwelling is actually principally on its side, and the main sort of run of it is on the side, the front of it, and that does cause me real concern. So, therefore, I support my fellow colleagues on what they've been saying. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Babington.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I must admit I'm tending to agree. I actually went on the bus and looked at the house earlier today, and I noted three things particularly. One that was made a point of by the officer was actually about light. When we looked at the direction that the sun travels in that area, in fact, the house that would actually suffer mostly is the existing house, because the sun actually travels from that side to the other side. And because the front of the house is at the side, I'm sorry if that's an oxymoron, but you know what I mean. The front of the house faces the two new houses, or the double houses, and that would probably suffer most. I also, I'm afraid that I also find agreement with Councillor Tillotson when she referred to how you can have a conservatory in the back garden that's fitted with obscure glass. Seems to me to be a little bit odd, to say the least. One of the other things that I noted was that the type of parking that's being proposed here is to have the cars coming in at 90 degrees to the road. There's a lot of the houses on that road that already have that type of parking. The ones that we saw today were mostly on the other side of the road, and I actually think the increase on this side of the road will actually make it more difficult for traffic coming down, because they've now got to keep their eyes on both sides of the road in case there's somebody reversing out or even coming directly out onto the road. I think that's actually quite dangerous. I noticed that the additional items report that we have here actually refers, contrary to, I think, a statement that was made about the lack of accidents on this road, to a specific photographs of an accident on Warwick Avenue of the police attending a traffic incident in the street. So I think that needs to be brought to the meeting's attention. And the third thing was the position of the existing house. It's slightly at an angle. From the street scene, that actually makes quite a bit of difference, because when you're looking at it, it actually there's a strange optical effect of where the single house is going. When you go around the back of the house and look at it, it looks a very large plot. When you go look at it from the front of the street side of the house, it's so much narrower. And so that when you're looking at it from the street, you're actually going to see much more wall than you would if they were all actually parallel to each other. And that actually emphasises, I think, the overdevelopment of this plot. I'm afraid I shall be voting against acceptance.
Thank you. Councillor Babington, can we wait until the officer has a chance to make one or two comments?
Thank you, Chair. Just to come back on the alterations to the house itself, although the conservatory is to be obscure glazed down the side, that isn't considered to be a requirement. That's something the applicants proposed. In addition, there are new windows and bifold doors in the rear elevation and new kitchen and principal windows in the front elevation serving those main rooms. So you're right in that the current entrance and main elevation is the side, but what this plan tries to do is to return the front elevation to being the front. So the new entrance door and windows are on the front as well. Coming back to your point about the collision in the street and the traffic, the County Highway Authority is correct in what they say, that there are no reports of personal injury collisions. That's not to say that there's not been any prangs in the street or vehicle damage. The Highway Authority get notified by the police where people are hurt. If there are no people hurt or fatally injured, then they don't get reported, and their data comes from 2013. So for the last 5 years or so, there's been no personal injury collision reports.
Members, can I just also remind you, when you're considering the highway issue, to remember the advice contained within the National Planning Policy Framework that says that you should only be refusing planning permission on highway grounds if the impact is going to be severe and there's a severe cumulative impact. Now, we have had quite extensive advice from the Highway Authority. Their guidance is only guidance. It's a starting point. And members should be just mindful about that national advice contained in the legislation when making their views on highway issues.
Thank you. Take it on advice. It is advice. not a direction. Councillor Bendley.
Going to move refusal, not on highway grounds, although I believe that this is completely wrong for this site, but without the support of county highways, we can't draw on that, and we can't go against that. But the site is it's over-dominant, it's just wrong. Those are the grounds for refusal.
Are you saying it's grounds for refusal on overdevelopment and street scene?
Overdevelopment and street scene, correct. Thank you, Chair.
I second that, Chair.
Thank you.
Sorry, can I just clarify with Councillor Bentley? When you're talking about overdevelopment, meaning design terms, so the way it looks cramped and the overall street scene design, rather than density of area, that sort of thing, because obviously it falls in two different things. So if it's a design reason for refusal, or you're going with something else?
I'll go with your explanation. Thank you, Jack.
Okay.
Councillor Tassel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I have a point of clarification, please? When the existing property is extended to the front, I take it there's going to be it looks as if there's going to be a porch put on it. Is there going to be enough room between the footpath and that porch to park cars on without the cars being overhanging on the footpath? Because they didn't seem very wide to me this morning when we had a look. Thank you.
Yes, all the car parking spaces shown on the plans are to county highway standards. And just for members' knowledge, because the plans are very difficult to read, the host property is a three-bedroom property. So, because I don't, that's something I don't think you picked up.
Thank you.
I understood the proposition that's been put forward, but I think I would like, if possible, to add about the mix as well, and that would be through CS3, which is seeking to appropriate mix of sizes of homes having regard to identified housing needs. And that would actually strengthen the neighbourhood plan, which is H3, changed to the final sentence, it says here. But it does demonstrate that we need a housing mix there of 1, 2 and 3 bedrooms. And I think that's important that we get that into the actual refusal notice.
Chair, can we add that to the refusal, please?
Just thinking about the form of the refusal, are you thinking that would be a second reason for refusal separate to the design grounds? Okay.
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. The seconder happy? Good.
Chairman, I was just going to suggest one other thing, because I think it's most important, and it may be one of the SPDs in terms of principal windows and actual the new development. And if there's only 1 point whatever metres between the principal windows and the actual wall itself of the new building, I think that's wrong, and that should be actually put in there as well.
If members are worried about the host property, again, that's a design issue, so that would be in the same reason for refusal as the first one, but obviously you'd cover overdevelopment, street scene, and impact on the host properties, or one issue altogether.
Thank you. Any other comments to make?
Just one, Chair. I know how much work goes into these neighbourhood plans, and I know how much money is spent in drawing up a neighbourhood plan. And I feel that we should be giving weight to a neighbourhood plan. I know the report states that it's not quite ready, but it's very, very close. It's probably going to be finished in the next few months. So I would like to see in the refusal, if possible, weight was given or consideration was given in some way to that neighbourhood plan that then residents and parish council, I'm guessing, have put a lot of work and effort into conceiving.
Yeah, I think I'd point out the extras report. You must give the neighbourhood plan weight. That's what we've said in the extras report. Since the inspector's report, since the inspector's report landed yesterday, it changes from some weight to considerable weight. It won't have full weight or become development plan until it's adopted, but it's still got weight. I think what officers were trying to explain is that these properties are of a scale that you would see as three beds. Even though they're four, they're of a scale that is three beds. And if they didn't have rooms in the roof, you know, the ground floor accommodation is very modest. You wouldn't fit a large family in it because of that ground floor accommodation. And a family, if it didn't have the room in the roof, could add the room in the roof under permitted development. And it was those things that we were also considering when we came to that balance. That's not to say you don't give the neighbourhood plan weight, because members should. And if you're refusing it on housing mix, I would recommend you include reference to CS3 of the core strategy, H3 of the emerging neighbourhood plan, and the evidence contained within HEDNA, which also adds to that housing need.
So that's filled it out quite nicely.
Yeah, you took the words out of our mouth. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we have a proposition to refuse for the reasons given. Is everyone happy? Those in favour? I think that's unanimous. It's refused. Thank you very much.